Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The euro tumbled to a 9-year low against the dollar today, struck by nerves over Greek politics and steadily building expectations that the European Central Bank will soon beef up its stimulus program. The euro sank as low as 1.1861 against the dollar in Asian trading hours today, before picking up slightly to trade at 1.1907 in early afternoon trade in Europe. Ireland says the U.S. will permit imports of beef from Ireland, the first European Union state allowed to resume sales since a mad cow disease scare over 15 years ago. Ireland's Minister for Agriculture, Food, and the Marine says that access to the U.S. market came after American authorities inspected Ireland's beef production systems. Authorities estimate annual exports could be worth at least $30 million a year. The U.S. lifted its ban on beef from the EU in March of 2014. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 233,000 metric tons of soybeans. They're going to China for the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 17,621. It's down 102 points. The NASDAQ 4194 is down 20. The S&P 500 is 2,033. It is down almost 13 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today, the subject matter is bitter cold conditions across the U.S., Midwest, as well as portions of the plains coming up this week. It'll be one of the coldest weeks, if not the coldest week of the season, certainly for the soft wheat producing areas in the Midwest, and a lot of chatter out there about whether or not the crop is going to be sufficiently protected. And the crop I'm talking about, of course, is winter wheat. And most of that wheat crop is expected to be buried in snow by a disturbance that will be moving through the Midwest as we move forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. Most of the snow that's advertised should be sufficient in providing good coverage across many areas from parts of Iowa into Ohio. Now, northern Missouri will be an area that we'll watch rather closely because it doesn't look like there'll be much snow in Missouri. And there's an area in central Missouri as well as east central parts of Kansas that are snow-free this morning. And that does extend a little bit into southern Illinois. Now, the forecast is suggesting temperatures will drop down into the negative single-digit readings in many of these areas from Iowa and Nebraska and parts of Kansas into the heart of the lower Midwest as we get into Thursday morning. And it looks like Wednesday morning will also be quite cold across the region. In fact, Wednesday morning will be coldest in the western portions of the Midwest, and the eastern areas will be coldest Thursday. Now, there'll be a lot of wind occurring as we go through Wednesday, except in the westernmost parts of the Midwest. And so the wind will keep the air stirred up, and there will even be some snow flurry and snow shower activity still lingering in portions of the Midwest at that time. And some of the computer forecast model data suggested there will be some light snow that will occur just ahead of the coldest weather as we move into Wednesday morning in parts of Missouri and eastern Kansas and southern or southwestern parts of Illinois. And if that occurs as advertised, there will eventually be at least a little bit of a layer of snow that may occur before the coldest weather settles in. Now, at this point in time, negative single digits certainly look like they will be common across the lower parts of the Midwest, as I mentioned before, and temperatures further to the north will be negative teens, negative 20s in the upper parts of the Midwest, especially in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota and Wisconsin, maybe northern Iowa. Most of those areas there will see the coldest temperatures occur Tuesday and Wednesday with somewhat of a warming tendency occurring on Thursday morning, just ahead of another shot of cooler air that will come in for Friday and perhaps Saturday. The colder air that comes in for Friday and Saturday will also move into a portion of the Midwest, but it is going to be a little less potent and perhaps a little bit more focused on the northern parts of the Midwest rather than that which will occur here during midweek in the lower parts of the region. Hard red winter wheat country is not expected to be subjected to nearly as much cold as the soft wheat areas in the Midwest, and so therefore we're not expecting to see much of a potential for damage there either. The cold will certainly be with us for a little while, and certainly supplemental heating needs will be above average for a bit across many areas in the U.S. There is no risk of Florida citrus crops being seriously damaged, and it looks like most of the sugar cane along the south coast of the U.S. will also come out of this without much of an issue. In Brazil, a close watch on northeastern parts of the country are going to be warranted as we go forward through this next several-day period because of some ongoing dry weather that will prevail in Bahia, portions of Minas Gerais, and the Espírito Santo. But the bulk of summer crop country in Brazil will continue to be mostly in good shape, but there will be a lot of warm temperatures keeping evaporation rates high, and pockets of dryness will likely evolve as we move forward through the week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 628.5, up 11.5. May is 633.25, up 11.25. Soft March wheat is 592.5, up 11.25. May, 597.5, up 10.75. March corn, 405, up 9.25. Now 9 even. May, 413, up 8.5. July is 419.75, up 8.5. December is 428, up 8.5. January soybeans are 10.17.25, up 14.75. March, 10.24.75, now a half up 17. July, 10.36.75, up 16.25. January soybean meal, 362.10, up 5.60. January soybean oils, 32.09, up 14. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Well, in the last few weeks, while everybody was home eating chicken and turkey and ham in a thin holiday trade, the bears were roaring, trying to put a knockout punch on the market and move it down another leg. But on this trading day, when everybody's back in the office, they're saying not so fast.
Yeah, they're back to the first full week of trading we've had in a couple weeks, and back to some support, at least in the short term here, as the market rebounding fairly nicely here this morning. You know, a combination of stories the market's focusing on here. Of course, Drew talked about the cold temperatures that are going to kind of impact a lot of the Corn Belt here over the next couple of days. Some concern about some winter wheat issues as far as some winter kill here, offering a little support to wheat here this morning. China talking about taking some of the price controls over off a lot of commodities over the weekend. That is offering a little support today. Maybe a touch of dry weather and a little part of Brazil helping beans out here today. So despite some weakness in some outside markets with the dollar into fresh new highs here this morning and crude oil into fresh new lows, market's hanging up pretty well here this morning and seeing some pretty good support, Dave.
Let me ask you this, because this was a question all over the Twitter feed this morning, and that is there a relationship at this current time between crude oil and soybeans?
Well, it doesn't seem to be too much. I think it's offered a little weakness in the past anytime crude used to dip lower, but, you know, on days like today, you wonder how much of that connection really is, with crude down a couple bucks here right now and beans up nearly 20 cents. So it's kind of diversified itself a little bit here off of the energy markets. You know, it used to impact bean oil quite a bit, and you'd see that correlation there between crude and the oil markets. But, boy, not so much this morning, Dave.
Let's turn our attention to the reports, which are, boy, they're just around the corner. Are we going to see short covering going into the reports?
Well, I think you're still building a case here. At least the talk continues is that corn production could be a little friendly here to the market, and that continued to offer a little support here over the last few trading days, or, you know, really since that December report kind of got put to bed. Talk that acres could be lowered a little bit on corn, yield could drift back down a little bit, you know, as the combines move farther north, the yields kind of tailed off here a little bit, so that's offering a little support, and that could tighten up ending stocks a little bit. I don't think we'll see enough change in the bottom line, Dave, to really see a big impact, but we're going to have a lot of moving parts a week from today at 11 a.m., so I'm sure there'll be some surprise somewhere, Dave.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. March corn trading 404 3/4, up 9. May is 413, up 8.5. July is 419 3/4, up 8.5. December, 427.5, up 8. January soybeans trading 10.20 3/4, up 18.25. March, 10.25 3/4, up 18.25. July is 10.38, up 17.5. January soybean meal, 364.10, up 7.60, now 7.50. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.